We continue our learning Ilu Nishmas David ben Menachem Lushim Chaim Yaakov and Pirkos Eliyahu. We are in Ksuvos Perek Vav Mishnah Hey. We already mentioned in the explanation of the second Mishnah in our Perek that Chachamim said that a person should give his daughter a nedunya, clothing, pledge certain amount to give her a dowry that's significant so that people are interested in marrying her. What is the minimum, however, the minimum amount of a dowry that a father is supposed to give his daughter? That's the subject of our Mishnah. Perek Vav Mishnah, hey, Hamasias Bito Stam. He didn't say explicitly how much he's giving her for her marriage. Lo Yivcho Slome Chamishim Zuz. Cannot give her less than 50 Zuz, 50 dinar, as a part of a dowry. Pasak Lachnisa Aruma. Let's say the father made a tanai with the husband that he's not giving his daughter any clothing for the marriage. And the husband will marry her the way it is. She has no extra fancy clothing. Otherwise, the husband's not upset that there's no dowry at all, that that father's not supporting her with clothing, and the husband will take care of supporting her after they get married and buying the clothing, etc. No part of clothing in the dowry. Lo yomar habal kisha achniso levesi achasena bichsusi. The Baal does not have the right to say, you know what? I'm very happy to support her after we get married, after chuppah, after we're living together. Then I'll pay for all of the clothing as a husband is obligated to do for the wife. No, he can't do that. Part of this tanai is elamachasa va'oda b'vesavia. He's obligated to buy clothing even before the marriage. Why she'll still in her father's house to give her the proper honor? Because the tanai assumes that this is something he's going to do even prior to the marriage. Even prior to chuppah. V'chein hamasiyas ha-yisoma. Let's say you have a gabbait tzedakah from the community. So therefore this yisoma, her father doesn't have a father. So the community is supporting her and trying to marry her off. How much should we be giving? Lo yivcho slome chamishim zuz. The same thing. From the kubat tzedakah, she should not get less than 50 zuz for getting married, for tzarchei nisueha, for the marriage. Im yesh bekis mefarnesin osa l'ficha voda. But let's say in the kupa, in the pushka of the tzedakah, there's more money, there's enough money, so then we should give her not only the minimum, the 50 zuz, but give her as much as she needs, based on our kavod, based on the way she grew up. Some claim that we learn from this Mishnah that we give 50 zuz for the parnasa of the yisoma, even if there's no money in the pushka, meaning the gabbai tzedakah has to take a loan in order to have enough money in order to give this woman, and hopefully you'll be able to collect the money back. That's one way to understand the Mishnah, because it says, if there's bakis, there's enough money, give her the fi chavoda. So that could imply that if there is not enough money in the kist, even to give her 50 zuz, somehow we have to get that money to her, even if it means that the gabbai tzedakah is going to borrow money from other people. Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. There is a takanas chachamim that if the father passes away and now leaves a daughter who's not married, the yorshim, his sons, are obligated to take care of the financial matters of marrying her off and giving her a nedunya, the dowry from the nechasim of the yusha, from the father's estate. Mishnah is coming to teach us that the yorshim do not they cannot be yotze there this mitzvah of this chova, the obligation of giving, let's say, 50 zuz. That's what we said. Well, that's the minimum amount the father would give. So maybe that would be true from the estate. It's not true. They have to give her in a dunya that's ru'uyala, that's the fichvoda, that's appropriate for her, and cannot get away with 50 zuz. So the Mishnah here says like this: Yisoma shehi si'ata ima o'ache hamidata. The father passed away, she's a ketana, and the mother or the brother married off, even if it was midata, she was interested in getting married, and we've mentioned in the past the idea that this is marriage is midarabanan, and that once she hits 12, she can be mima'in, she can do me and refuse, and she won't need a get, but here we're discussing the financial issues. And what do they do? V'kasvula b'meya over chamishim zuz. So what do? They wrote a dowry for her of 100 zuz or 50 zuz. And this is not appropriate according to Hakanas Chachamim based on what we said. They should really be giving her more. Yecholihi mishetagdil lahotzi miyadan masharoi lihinasein la. She, when she gets older, once she's over 12, she has the right now to take the money, to exact the money from the Yorshim, what would have been appropriate for her to collect for the Nedunya. The Gemara brings a Brice on the Ksuvos Daf Samach Chesem and Aleph to tell me how much that is. And the Brice says like this, Rebbe Omer, Bas Hanizones Min Ha'achin Noteles Isur Nechasim. What does that mean? A daughter who is receiving mazonos from the brothers because the father passed away and she's being fed by the estate. When it comes to a dowry of getting married, it's not 50 zuz, not 100 zuz, but isur nechasim, a tenth of the possessions of the property of the father. It's the Yorshim's obligation to give this their sister or to give this daughter of the father an adunya of a tenth of the nichse Yerusha that they have at the time she's about to get married. Now, we mentioned that it says midata. She got married as a katana by her mother or brothers, married her off. We said midata. She was willing to get married. What's the chiddush of that? Is that even if she got married in midata and was interested in the nedunya of 50 zuz, that minimum that they gave her, that is not considered a mechila because she was a katana at the time of the nisuin. And therefore, even though it was midata, she has the right to claim, I want more. I want the isur nechasim. I want the tenth of the estate. And obviously, if they marry her off shelo midata, she was not willing. That certainly she has the right to take from the Yerushim the full nedunya based on the isur nechasim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, imhesi es habas harishona. So here Rabbi Yehuda has a different opinion. He says, "Im hisi es habas harishon, if the father, when the father was alive, married off the older daughter and gave her an adunya, inasein lashniya kederach shenasan larishona. So this Yisoma, this orphan girl who is getting married off now, when the Yorshim are going to be giving her the adunya, they have the right to give inasein lashniya kederach shenasan av larishona. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Yorshim pledge for the adunya for this Yisoma according to the we call the Omed Das, according to the estimation of the father. Is he a stingy guy, or is he a gracious person? Very generous. So we have to see what do we know about him? So it's not just, the way the Gemara understands, it's not that, we see the exact amount of money he gave to the older daughter, and that's where we give this daughter who's a Yosoma. No, it's not just automatically a tenth of the Nechasim. No, what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that we look at the omedas of the father. I mean, if he's a generous guy, you have to give him more. If he's a miserly person, so you give this one less. And how do we know if he's generous or miserly? We see what he gave to the older daughter. So how do you, then I would know if the father were alive, what he would want to give this daughter. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So obviously, if we don't know the Omed Das of the father, we don't know, can't appraise, can't assess what he likes. We don't know based on that. We don't know from an older daughter. We don't know at all. So then obviously, Rabbi Yehuda would agree, we'll give Isur Nechasim a tenth. Vachachamim Omrim. No, we don't see what the father did with the older daughter. Pamim Shadam Ani Veheshir, O Asher Veheni. Sometimes a person was poor and became rich, or was rich and became poor. Why do you assume we're going to do the same thing he did for the older daughter than for the younger daughter? And the Gemara explains it doesn't mean that the father, may have had more money when he married off the older daughter, or less money with this daughter now that the father, after he sometimes that happens. You married off the older daughter, you had a lot more money. You married off a second daughter, you didn't have as much money. So the Chachamim, that's not what the Chachamim are saying. Why? Because obviously if the father had a lot of money for the older daughter and had less money, is now poor for the second daughter, obviously we would never expect the father to give more. We wouldn't expect from the estate to give more as much for the second daughter as the older daughter. The money's just not there. So we're talking about the personality, the disposition of the father. So that's what it means. So meaning Rabbi Yehuda hold the obviously Rabbi Yehuda would agree. Even though Rabbi Yehuda says, look at what he did for the older daughter, he obviously agreed if he doesn't have the money's not the estate, so obviously we don't say, you have to give the same to the second daughter. The point is once again, is the personality of the Chacham, of the father. And that's what the Chacham, I'm saying, there's no raya from the Nedunya the father gave the older daughter to see, what kind of personality is. At times a person is what we call ani bedas. He's a pauper in his mindset, in his disposition. Dato Ktsara, he's stingy. And maybe he didn't give the older daughter a lot of money, because that's how he was at that hour. Now he's a little bit more, he's a little bit more gracious, a little more generous, and that's his personality. So don't bring me a raya what he did for the older daughter. Either, said Elav, said the Chachamim, Shaminis HaNechasim V'Nosnim La. We evaluate the Nechasim of the Yerusha and give her an Adunya for Yisoma based on what's appropriate. So to summarize the Mishnah, what we've seen is really three opinions. There's the Tanakama, who holds like Rebbe that we give Isur Nechasim, that's fixed amount, a tenth of the Nechasim all the time. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we look at the Omen Das of the father, or the Umdano, we assess what the father, is he a generous person or a stingy person? And the Chachamim, this is the third opinion. This is the end of the Mishnah. When they said, Pa'amim She'adam Ani V'Heshir, what they are saying is that we give her based on Shumas, which means we look at the money that is in the estate. It's not necessarily going to be a tenth. And it's not necessarily going to be based on the Omed Das of the father either. It's going to be based on what we see in front of what we have in front of us. That's one way at least to understand the Mishnah, that the Chachamim maybe have a third opinion.